Ted Kennedy, Mikhail Gorbachev arrives in Washington today for the Superpower Summit and a cross-country tour. Let's hope it's a success. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the right wing is wailing and grinding its teeth, but the rest of America is looking on with expectation as President Gorbachev arrives for the summit. Auspicious agreements are likely to be reached in key areas that will shape U.S.-Soviet relations well into the future. Nuclear arms control and restraints on chemical weapons are high on the agenda. So are reductions in conventional forces in Europe to guarantee that the Cold War stays dead and can't be revived. But the path to the summit isn't all olive branches and caviar. A great deal depends, for example, on how Gorbachev handles Lithuania. Your right-wing friends are looking hard for any pretext to scuttle progress at the summit and isolate the Soviet Union. That's madness, Al. Why choose confrontation when the possibilities for cooperation are so great?
Ted, the reason that opportunities for real peace with the Soviets has never been greater is because of that solid Republican presidential pressure which has forced Gorbachev to sit down and deal with the United States. Gorbachev isn't coming to America to munch on a bucket of chicken wings with you, Ted. No, Gorbachev is here to discuss the harsh realities and the serious problems that still divide us. He needs to tell Americans why he goes on building nuclear weapons while he talks about getting rid of them. He needs to tell us why he wants millions of dollars in foreign assistance while he keeps pumping billions of bucks every day into Cuba and Afghanistan. And what a more appropriate time for Gorbachev to come to America than during our own Memorial Day, a time when we remember anew the sacrifice of thousands of Americans who gave up their very lives so that we might be free. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Castro's new spy facility outside Havana. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.